I'm encouraged also by the tremendous response to the crisis since it hit, from governments, international partners, our resident coordinators, and the entire UN development system, as well as from heroes in the health system and in communities around the world. And with the voices of young people, the activism of civil society, the power of innovation and the agility of business, we have the makings of a global movement for good. From the awakening that this crisis is providing, we have a chance to create an inclusive, networked and effective multilateralism. And we can also break from the damaging assumptions and approaches of the past, from how we work to how we learn, where we have to what, where we live and to what we consume, and take great leaps forward in doing so. And finally, in the decisions on financing that will be taken over the coming months, we have an opportunity to safeguard recent gains, protect the most vulnerable, and move towards inclusive, sustainable, and resilient societies. Since the beginning, I've been calling for a rescue package amounting to 10% of the global economy at least, and, what is essential, to mechanisms of solidarity to ensure that the developing world can benefit, including the adequate levels of debt relief.